Fuck Nicki Minaj.
Are you dumb?
You a pink diamond chicken wing chain.
Are you dumb?
You had a leopard beehive
on
your
head.
Are you dumb?
Are you forgetting that I pressed you before, bitch?
Fuck Nicki Minaj.
I fuck with your soul like Sheeta.
Will.
You ain't the queen, I show you.
Nah.
Like on your ass and belly.
Lose.
I prove you lost already.
They told you your whole career I'd come home and kill you, right?
I told you I wasn't talking about your dumb ass. It looks stupid. You literally got a dumb ass talking crazy. And we all know that you dumb ass. You get donkey at a day. Yeah, you dumb ass. Let's be honest. You stole a line about bitches being your sons. How you take my 09 jail tweet and run? Talking about bringing knives to a fight with guns. When the only shot you ever took was in your buns. And I saw Meek at All Star. He told me your ass dropped. He couldn't fuck you for 3 months because your ass dropped. Now I don't think I understand how bad her ass got. The implants that she had put in her ass pop. I was like, damn, 90 days and you couldn't have box. Did she at least compensate? Start giving you mad top. Her name Minaj, right? She ain't throw you some bad thoughts. He said, nah. That's when I knew you was really a trash bop. You was screaming Free Remy when I was upstate doom. But now that they Free Remy, you don't sing the same tune. Lock me up. Threw away my keys. Threw away my weave. Snatched me from my son. Braids to the back. State greens. Daily news. Her career's over. She was kind of stupid, but you saw an opportunity cause you were opportunist. Left your day one cause you heard he was on some cheap shit. Then got with the dude that told you on some creep shit. But what happened to Omeka? Nah, on some G shit. Left him and took a pic with the dude he had beef with. And we all know it was a beef that you started. Pillow talking out of your ass. This bitch retarded. Now you gotta die. You dearly departed. Bloodbath when I catch you. A real red carpet. Now what I'ma do, I'ma just stick to the facts. Be so scared of my future. Got this bitch going backwards. Been through mad fools. You disloyal, you hoochie. Now all of a sudden you back with Drake and Tucci. After you said you sucked his dick, you back with Gucci. Who next, Puff Deb or Fiji? You a A-list groupie. And to be the queen of rap, you gotta actually rap. The whole industry know that your shit is a rap. No, to be the queen of rap, you can't have a ghostwriter. And that's why this is my house, Flo Rida. Niggas done seen Drake penning, Wayne penning. And since your first boyfriend left, bitch ain't winning. You an internet troll, a web browser. I'm sorry, you can't get it online without Safari. Mentioning guns, you pussy galore, James Bond. Only time you touch the triggers when you fuck Trey Songz. Cokehead, you cheated on your man with Ebro. I might leak the footage of you sniffing them ski slopes. They gassing you up, but you been on E, though. Pills and potions, yup, you been on E, ho. Got your ghostwriters back, so you think you lit. Rimbalushi, I'm a Ghostbuster, bitch. I'm supposed to be scared cause you brought your Barbie chain back. I revert to Annie up, you'll get your Barbie chain gap. Try to front in February, catch you in that Maybach. Show you how to use your name, you be using your name whack. I'm saying, how you mix Nicki with a Minaj? I'ma park this bitch, put Nicki in the garage. I'm getting money like Nicki Bonds. I'm the big homie. I responded in less than 48 hours. Nick Nolte getting close like Nick Jonas. Gripping the gauge, then blaze off. Face off, bitch. Nicolas Cage, you animated like Nickelodeon. You fake, bitch. Only the kids believe in you. You Saint Nick. Now when I shoot Nick at night, they won't understand it. I'm wilding out. About to hit Nick with the cannon. How are you on the VMAs acting like you hood? Way across the stage talking about Miley was good. That's Hannah Montana. She was always happy. You only fronted on Mariah cause Mariah don't carry. Tried to disrespect Taylor cause Taylor wasn't swift enough. Pills, baby, dough girl. When you pick the biscuit up and jealous, bitch, you was happy when they took me. Best thing ever happened to you is when they booked me. You said you never fuck Wayne. How stupid I look, B. Get the picture, I'll expose you. I'm kind of a bully. You name yourself Nicki Lewinsky, the mind of a rookie. Cause you was sucking his dick and now he tired of your nookie. You claim you never fucked Drake. Now that's where you took me. You fucked the whole empire. Who you trying to be, Cookie? Boogie down Bronx. I come out of the boogie to let you know. Real bitches never lie on their pussy. And stop talking numbers. You signed a 360 deal through Young Money, through Cash Money, through Republic. Which means your money go through five niggas before you touch it. Any videos, promotions come out of your budget. Endorsements, touring merchandise, they finger fuck it. You make like 35 cents off of each ducket. I own my master's, bitch, independent. So for every sale I do, you gotta do like 10. Stop comparing yourself to Jay, you not like him. You a motherfucking worker, not a boss like Grim. You're done, them pop chicks ain't get the news yet. Bitch, I pop chicks, yeah, and I'm the new vet. I kill rappers, and you good as dead, bitch. Talking shit about me to a deaf bitch. And usually, I have sympathy for them pair. But not when you hard to hear and from untreated gonorrhea. But you point your fingers at me. I'm the bad girl, and she the one out here misleading the black girls. All these fake asses influenced by that girl. Dying from bot surgeries with a sad world. But before the butt job, you was a SpongeBob. Sucking cops for records, captain of the cum squad. And I got a few words for the moms of the young barbs. Guess who supports a child molester? Nicki Minaj. Do you pay for your brother's wedding? That's hella foul. How you spend money to support a pedophile? He a walking dead man sending threats to him. I guess that's why they call you Barbie. You is next to kin. Talking about your money long and your foreign sick. Why you ain't help your bro hottest come from foreign six? You probably somewhere overseas, foreign sick. Thought you could fuck with me by foreign sick. Meek, Drake, Safari, I see men in your pants. We call that Jelani, get it? See men in your pants, I got trigger fingers, you got bitter fingers. Yeah, you must think you Drake and I'm Twitter fingers. VH1, watch this. You just got bodied by a loving hip-hop bitch. Don't ever in your fucking life play with me. That's on the set. You tried it on the Ray Sherman record. You tried it on your little freestyle. They was both duds, just like every other one was dud. Just like this last one was a dud. But what you not gonna do is keep subbing me. Pun. I sent a fucking headshot. You dead, bitch. Will not lose.
And welcome. Welcome to Butt, Sweat, and Beers. Can you hear me now? Can you test? Hey, can you hear yourself? Can you just do it. Hold on. Hold on. Here we go. Go ahead, talk.
Testing, 1, 2, 3, testing.
Oh, yeah.
1, 2, 3.
Oh, that's the mic. Go ahead.
Okay, that's the mic.
Can you hear yourself?
I guess, yeah.
Ooh, it's coming in low. Someone's coming low. Thank you, folks. Stand by. We're just doing some testing and everything. This is we usually would have the mic set up and everything like that, but due to the fact that it's a one-man gang situation, so, hey, whatever. We ain't fancy. This ain't no Hot Nuts 7.
Like, Cody, whatever. What up?
So, yeah. Yeah, speaking. All right, cool. So it's mic 2, mic 1, mic 2. Good. Let's see. I can't even hear anything out the.
It's my mama.
Let's see. All right, boom. That's down. Let's see. Can you hear now?
There we go.
Okay. All right, because I can hear myself. You can hear.
I can hear you.
You can hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
I can't hear you for some reason. So, can you speak up? Go ahead.
1, 2, 3.
Wait, speak again.
1, 2, 3.
Wait, hold on. Hold on. Speak again.
1, 2, 3. Voodoo. There we go.
All right. There we go. Perfect. Now we are good to go. All right. Boom. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Butt, Sweat, and Beers, hey. Live on RadioFreeBrooklyn.com. Radio Free Brooklyn, because we free in Brooklyn on the radio show. Oh, coming to you live from Bushwick, somewhere where Osama bin Laden used to chill out, but you know what I'm saying? We got a good price at it, so we just moved in. Anyway, I'm your host, Remick Benice, chilling. Not to be confused with Remy Ma. So please, if you have any hate mail, please send it to her. All right.
Are you dumb?
Boo. Chilling tonight with me for the third straight week.
Three weeks in a row.
This boy damn. Give it up for my boy Voodoo.
Team light skin in the building.
Oh, you see the beige rage. I tell you, they move in nice and slow. Beige rage. Mm-hmm. Like, boo. There you go. Beige rage. Trying to bring light skin back in style.
Right.
We're not having none of that shit, though. I'm just saying. No light skin. Okay, shout-outs to everybody on Facebook Live with me. Johnny McDonald, what's going on? Michelle Young, hey. Okay, what's going on? Jabri, Bri, how you doing? Oh, boom, representing Philly. Good times. Good to see you all out there. Lorraine, hey, what's going on? Welcome to Butt, Sweat, and Beers. Oh, man, it's going to be a great show. We're going to have a lovely lovely things to talk about. Our bullet points goes as follows. Number one, we will be discussing the movie Get Out.
Get Out.
Get Out. That's right. Feature film that was written and directed by Jordan Peele?
Yeah,
there you go, Jordan Peele of the Key and Peele fame. The movie was actually pretty good. It actually scored 100. It scored a perfect 100 on Rotten Tomatoes, which is crazy. But at the same time, you know, something scores 100.
That's a tall order. 100.
That is a tall order. They scored 100. That's like, remember back in the day when five mics used to mean something?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. So, yeah. So, so they got five mics. They got so he got 100. So 100 tomatoes, and I was like, damn, this movie must be the greatest thing since forever. Mm-hmm. So next thing you know, I decided, like, all right, cool, let's go see it. You know, say Voodoo decides, like, hey, I'm gonna go watch this movie. You want to come through? I'm like, hell's yeah, I'm gonna come through. And then we decide to go down and watch it, and and then the hilarity begins. With,
the ratchetry.
Good. Well, we'll speak about that later. Also, mm-hmm. we will be discussing, we will have our Black History Month postmortem. Today is March 1st. This is the first day of Women's History Month. So Black History is not behind us. Black History is every day. So whatever. You know, all I'm just saying is February's over, you know. Okay. And it's really warm outside. Clearly, winter is taken. Winter never came this year. Like this,
it was premature ejaculated winter.
Yo, it was just a weak winter. Yo, winter never put his back up in it.
Winter couldn't get it up.
Winter could not get it up this year. Winter was kind of weak, lame, son. Winter was feeling the global warming. It's like, yo, son, yo, hey, I'm gonna need you. I'm gonna need you to open that window a little bit. Let me breathe up in this bitch. You know what I'm saying? Like. Didn't happen. So, rest in peace, Winter. Rest in peace.
All right.
It happens. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you can't go hard in the winter. Sometimes you can't go hard. But anyway, also we'll be discussing the tangerine assassin. You know, you put him in a suit and he's and you put a couple of teleprompters in front of him and he sounds well spoken, but we know deep down. He's gonna kill us all. Anyway, that's okay. He's gonna kill us all, you know. But first, he's gonna make us great. So yeah,
spectacular. Even
can't wait for that. Can't wait for that to happen. Boom. All right, cool, folks. So we'll be chopping it up for you, and we'll be here for the whole hour. We'll also be discussing our beers of the day, and that'll be fine. So let's get into it. So yesterday, we went to go see. The Get Out feature film.
That's right.
Yes, with my guest here, Voodoo. Tell him where we went to go see the show.
Well, we went downtown Brooklyn, Court Street Movie Theaters over there, and you know, I'm thinking, you know, a Tuesday that's gonna be nice and empty,
right?
You know, we're gonna have all the leg space, all the room in the world.
Nope,
we were wrong. It was sold out. You know, it was sold out. We got tickets. You know, we got in there, but it was sold out
all day.
The only show was left that was the RPX Theater. So, you know, we had to shell out a couple extra bucks for that.
Yeah,
and you know, like I said, the ratchetry ensued. you know, just from the snack line, it was just ratchetry, man. It was just some really large woman with a small man for boyfriend. And she was barking on people. She was like, I wanted nuggets. I did not want corn dog. What the hell is a corn dog pop, son? What is that, son?
Yo, for real.
I was like, whoa.
Yeah, I appreciated her her bun. And everything like that.
Onion bun?
Yeah, that little bun. Because the bun on the top of her head almost looked like a little, it looked like a weapon also and everything. Like at any given time, like she looked like she could have pulled that out and everything and killed everybody. Yeah. So I was like, you know what? I'm just going to keep my sharp comments to myself.
Man. And then, of course, you know, we get our snacks or whatever. We go to the theater. And who is sitting right next to us but the Ratchet Couple?
Of course.
But of course. Because this is my life and this is how Carl
There you
works.
Go. We got to remember it. Yeah.
Man, we get into the movie, man, and it's like, you know, the movie starts and it's, you know, going through it and everything. This guy, first of all, they're bickering back and forth, right? Because
right.
she's He said, yo, where's my $2 change? I ain't got your I gave you your change. You was right there. I need my change, yo. You ain't giving my change. Nigga, you pissing me off. You is pissing me off. I'm going to go home. You pissing me off.
Yeah.
Give me my candy. It was just going back and forth. Not even like low whispering voice. This is like regular conversation voices.
Oh, yeah. That was the best part. Like somewhere between that and whoever dropped their phone behind us.
that happened.
Because I remember, so we're in the theater. So we sit down at the seats. Now, apparently, if you do RPX, now you get to you have to choose your seats.
Yeah.
It's almost like not only are you about to watch a movie, but you're also about to take a flight from here to Denver. So you get the option of actually picking your seats.
Yeah.
So we picked our seats and in the faux leather seat section.
Were those seats narrow or was it just me?
It was a bit narrow. It's a bit narrow. And the thing is, they make it seem like it's leather. Like, no, it's called performance fabric, motherfucker. See, like, you know what I'm saying? That's performance fabric, whatever, whatever. Don't let them fool you into thinking mm-hmm. that's leather. That's performance fabric. Okay, folks? There's a difference between leather. You know what I'm saying? You'll know leather when you have it.
Right? Yeah.
So
and then this guy, he passes out. Then she gets more pissed off because he's falling asleep.
Yo.
You know, he's falling. He starts snoring loudly.
He snores loudly. His phone was going off during the movie.
Off in his pocket about five different times.
I was like, yo, and then he was getting mad at everybody else.
Yo.
As if he was the problem.
His girl got pissed off. Like, yo, your phone, yo, my God, you're pissing me off. He was like, yo, we didn't even have to come out here, yo. We could have went to Linden Movieplex, yo. We could have stood by my crib. So clearly he's from Pink Houses.
Yo, seriously.
he just revealed where he's from.
Shout out to the Pink Houses.
Shout out to the Pink Houses. I don't want no beef.
No beef. You know what I'm saying?
Keep it real.
Stay true to yourselves.
You know, yeah, so his phone's going off. She's shaking him, smacking him in the face. She's getting pissed off. And then the older couple in front of us, the guy goes, yo, can you turn your phone off, man? What's up?
Yeah, for real.
And then the girlfriend that was just chastising him about the same issue goes, yo, get the fuck out of here, yo. He's going to turn it off, yo. pissing me off, yo.
Yeah.
Talk to him like that. Fuck out of here, yo. Yeah. Calm down. Well, watch this whack-ass movie and shut up.
She got to take up for her mans and them.
Like, Jesus
You Christ. Know, like, hey, you talk to your mans and them like that. You can talk to your mans and them. You chastise your mans.
That's it.
Don't you let the world chastise your mans and them.
Yeah, homeboy Sleepy Brown wakes up. He's like, yo, smack the shit out of niggas, yo. He's scratching crust out his mouth. Smack the shit out of niggas, yo. Good fuck.
Yo, I swear
that's
to
like,
God.
Goddamn.
It's like, what? Was it that much of a hard day slinging rocks on the block, B?
Rough day, for real? Rough day.
Bro. All right? Jeez, man. Hey.
Rough day.
Like, you could have taken a rain check. You could have done this on another time. Whatever. You didn't need to come through the movies and share your sleepiness with everybody. Plus, I heard your ringtone three times during the movie. No, thank you.
Get a ringtone, also, man.
Yo, for real.
Super basic.
Oh, that was so basic. Like you stay with the factory ringtone, B. Like, come on. I'm not saying you need to go import. The girl is mine or some shit. Like, but I'm just saying. You could have gone with something better than the factory ringtone. Like, after a while, like, clearly we knew it was you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
he wasn't even trying to hide it. Do better.
Yeah. So between all that, there was actually a movie that actually happened, and which was cool, and it's called Get Out. Now, if you haven't seen it, and you don't want to listen to it, whatever.
I don't know, it's spoiler alert.
It's polite to say spoiler alert for people
just
who...
Just in case.
You know, just in case, so...
I don't think I want to say about specific parts, because we talked about this last night, because it's like, we were like, you should have saw it, but it's like, oh, but it just came out Friday.
Yeah, it did come out Friday, but, you know, spoiler alert. Look, here's an overall, like, vamp about the movie. It's funny, and at the same time, it's, you know, it's supposed to be scary as all hell, too. You know what I'm saying? It kind of throws you off that whole dynamic of like, you know, like this movie is supposed to be a horror flick, but at the same time, like this movie is also a horror flick, but it's also a comedy, which is weird.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But at the same like it throws you off, you know, but it works somehow. So I'm like, all right, cool, good. Is it working for you?
Yeah.
All right, cool. So moving forward. So the movie starts. I guess if you don't know the premise of the movie,
white people.
Pretty much. The vamp of the movie is white people are crazy. So this young dude named Chris, he has a white girlfriend. They decide to go to his white girlfriend's parents' ghetto house, which is somewhere in the middle of West Bubblefuck.
Yeah.
Who knows? I mean,
you know, number one.
Like whatever, like you name some fancy getaway spot in the middle of some state somewhere,
yeah.
Where there's just wilderness, or like deer running everywhere,
yeah.
and a really nice pond.
Yeah.
That was the setting for the movie. All right. So pretty much he thinks everything's kind of cool. He asks his girlfriend before they leave, like, hey, do your parents know that I'm black? You know. Which is actually, I think,
that should have been asked maybe week two.
Son,
I mean, there's no reason why I'm on my way to somebody's house and that's a question.
Oh yeah, I don't want to show up at your door if I'm in in an interracial relationship,
yeah.
And I show up at your parents' front door and the thing is, I don't want her parents to look at me like, oh. Like, here's $10.
Yeah.
Thank you for driving the Uber here. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm like, no, I don't want that look. You know,
keep the $10 though.
Yeah, I will keep that. $10. Like, hey, you know, get like sharing is caring, and thank you for sharing.
That's right.
But yeah, that was an honest question. I'm like, all right, cool, whatever. So then the movie pursues on, crazy like small things start happening, and my thing is this, like, I'm a paranoid black man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? There's things that I just don't do. I don't do the woods anymore. I went to school in Pennsylvania, Penn State University. And it's to a point where they've kind of scared the shit out of me,
mm-hmm.
for the woods. I'm done with the woods.
Yeah.
You know, I went camping once.
Yeah, I went camping twice.
Yeah, that's way too much. That's way too much. You should have kept that at an odd number. You know what I'm saying? Like, you should have kept that at an odd number, like, and two is too much. You know what I'm saying? Like, like, boom. So the thing is, like, anytime I see the woods and a really nice house, I say to myself, oh, you know what I'm saying? Somebody dies here,
yep.
and strange things happen in the basement. Always.
Always.
Period. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, so my alert went up right there. I was like, oh, this is a nice house. Way too nice. You know what I'm saying? Something should have, like, it should have just jumped in the back of his head right there.
Yeah.
But whatever. You know what I'm saying? It's a movie. Well, I'm willing to be entertained. You know, yeah. Aren't you? So it goes on where he, or was it his? So her parents decide to have, are having like some kind of soiree, yeah. where they invite some folks who live nearby.
More white people.
And it's just like, you know. It's just,
that's when it really gets scary. When that was multiple white people.
Right.
Like,
and the thing is, it was just white people. And then they were doing the most offensive stuff. Like, you know.
Touching.
Yeah. I mean, if he had an afro,
it would have went down.
Oh,
that would have been some icing on the cake. If he actually had, like, maybe a little. Like, you know, the kids got the little natural head thing.
Yeah, right, out, like off the top and everything like that.
High top joint, right?
Right, like so. Yeah, they were touching his physique. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Saying how they'd vote for Obama and everything like that. You know, like, oh yeah, you know, black is back and all this. I'm like, what the fuck, man? Like,
it was quite. You
know, I thought they were. I honestly thought they were just overcompensating. I was like, you know what, this is ridiculous. And a part of me says, like, you know what, I've sat through many of these conversations before in my life.
Started getting flashbacks.
Yeah, I was like, wait a second. Started getting flashbacks.
Man.
Like this feels just about right.
Used to happen when we I mean, I've worked retail for a lot of years, so that's happened very often. Working retail and shit, especially in the city like Soho or. Nolita and shit. You get all these rich out of town assholes. Literally, it's happened to me twice. I turn around and somebody has one of my locks in their hand.
Oh yeah,
twice that happened to me, and wow. I twice almost blacked the fuck out.
Yeah, as you should.
I really, almost lost my shit on an 80-year-old woman.
As you should,
80-year-old white woman. I was like, what the fuck? It was like, oh my.
Yeah, man. Like so. That goes on. He feels uncomfortable, and then the cast of characters rolls like this. Once he gets to the house, there's his girlfriend's mother, the girlfriend's father, the girlfriend's brother, and then there are two Negroes who work in the house. Now I would say that like blacks. No, they're two Negroes. Yeah. I'm gonna go like you know, and it just like the optics look bad. You know what I'm saying? It just looks.
It was a bad look.
Because I was like, it looked
purposely done, obviously. But
oh, absolutely. No. I mean, the visual is perfect. Yeah. I was like, oh, look at this. Yeah. Like, yeah, two blacks on the plantation. Yeah. This is amazing. You know, So then there's the backstory with them that goes crazy and everything like that. You know, if you're gonna watch it, I won't give that part away. But man,
it gets deep. Now, yeah, like, obviously not. You know, not because I don't want to spoil it for anybody. But it's like there was a lot of nuances, subtle nuances that only all people would probably pick up on.
Right.
You know, and. I what I don't get is the big hoopla. It was a good movie, but I don't get the big hoopla of all these outright and, you know, white people that's all like, oh, it makes white people look like the devil and they look crazy and it makes it look bad. It's like, well, you kind of do all of these things. Minus, like, the horror part that's in the movie.
Right.
But you can't, well, maybe plus the horror part. Who knows? You actually have done some of those things in the past.
You know,
actually not.
What?
Far-fetched at
what?
All.
Like, Jeffrey Dahmer's cutting people's heads open and sticking his, they're like, sticking his dick in people's, in the skulls and everything. I was like, whoa, I'm sorry? Like, what? Like, killing them was not enough? Like, no, let me just, like, let me throw my dick up in here too. Like, I'm just saying. Like, what part of the party is that?
You're not using this anymore.
As soon as that party it jumps off, like, I need to get my coat and leave. In fact, you know what? I'm gonna take a rain check. I shouldn't even be at this party. Period.
Yo, so let me ask you something. How many? What's the best way to ask this? How many pros versus cons for you? Because me, I really only have one issue with the movie. Otherwise, I appreciated the, like I said, the subtle nuances. I appreciated there was no white savior.
No, there was no white savior, which
was. I appreciate that part.
Right.
There wasn't even like a, you know, like a white sidekick or nothing like that.
Right.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, like. Nicolas Cage did not come out of the woods, you know what I'm saying, and save somebody. Like, Brad Pitt did not come out of the sky and show him the way or something. So, there was no Sky Daddy effect and everything like that. Like, this was just straight up, like, it was a horror movie with comedy effect.
Let's call it a thriller. It's more of
suspense
thriller.
Yeah, I was going to go suspense thriller, you know, with some comedy effect in there, you know, just to... You know, just to
and that's the issue
let the
I
ease
it
out.
Was maybe a little too much.
It was different in the sense that you know,
it was different because it was tailor made for us. You know what I'm saying?
It was, but because thing is, you know, you don't want to get too scared. Like, I mean, I remember I remember going to watch The Ring in the movie theater the first time that came out.
Yeah,
son, yo, it took me like maybe 3 weeks. Before I would even touch like my VCR, anything, yo, I was.
What makes me mad is that scared. You saw The Ring and had a VCR at the same time.
Yeah, I still do.
What?
Everybody should keep their VCR just in case. You never know. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Apocalypto, it's going down. It's going down out there. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, I was scared. I was scared out of my mind, and I was like, all right, well. It's like, what do we do here? So, but I do appreciate, you know, the miscegenation of like genres of like comedy and suspense, thriller, horror, you know, in like all together.
Yeah.
You know, now, even though like, yes, the comedy was very overt in some ways, I'm like, I'm okay with that though. But overall, do I get would I give it 100 tomatoes? I'm like,
no.
I would have given it, but I would have given
85.
It 85 to 88 tomatoes. Like, and guess what? If I was high, I would give it 90. I would give it.
Yeah, if I was high, I would have enjoyed that a lot.
I would. Yeah, if I was high, that movie would have gone would have been much more deeper. Because
I just felt you say he's working on four more horror films dealing with the same social demons.
Ooh. Things,
you know, so I look forward to him getting progressively darker and scarier. Ooh. That's what I would like. You know,
because I want him to deal with like
that was a good test run. Obviously,
that was an excellent.
Worked out very well.
For that was an excellent test run. I'm sure one of them is going to deal with you know, saying African American in the workplace or something like that. Ooh, that's going to be fun. Can't wait for that one. Yes,
I'm excited. I'm excited for that.
Yeah, man. Boom. Shout out
Mia,
to
Mia. What's good? My little brother. What's good?
Boom. Shout out to Cecil.
Bia. What's good?
Kelly Velez. What's going on? Oh, Cecil says, white children horror movies are the only truly scary movies.
Children of the Corn? Yeah, Terror
yeah,
Rock.
Oh, my God, yo.
That scared the shit out of me.
Anytime you see a small child in the middle of, like the world ending or something like that, you're like, oh, that kid did it. You know what I'm saying? That kid is the devil. That is the devil!
He did it.
That kid is the devil. That,
Poltergeist,
right? Oh, my God.
Damon.
Man, I swear to God, I would burn that child alive, like in that movie. I know it sounds wrong. You know, that's the only time that it's allowed to like say.
Yes,
like,
he deserved to die, and I hope he burns in hell.
Hell's yeah! Like what? Like what are you doing here? Jeez, go back to bed.
That movie
what?
Be
You're the devil.
Minutes,
go
be
away.
15 minutes long. That movie. That's the devil, my friend. I burned him to the ground.
It's like what? Also, there's like a Haitian babysitter or something like this.
Oh, yeah.
You are crazy. Why are you telling me you are Damien? I am Jean. You go to bed, my friend.
Hey, Mrs. Johnson, I had to kill your son. I had to kill your son. I still need my money. Where is my money?
Where is my money? You say you're going to pay me my money today? You give it to me tomorrow?
I think you owe me more money.
I need my money now, my friend.
I did you a favor.
Eh bien. You bring the devil into my house.
Hey, this, by the way, anybody want to call in Radio Free Brooklyn, 718-928-9732.
That's
718-928-9732. If you've seen the movie, call us in.
Oh, yeah. If you
let us know what you thought about it.
If you did see the movie, call in.
Get out.
Yes, right. Get out. Yo, I liked the overall vamp of the movie. Extremely well done. Yeah. Very entertaining. You know, it was a little slow to get there. But thing is, I guess he was trying to build.
I can see him trying to
put layers on the story. So
where
like,
he was influenced by older movies, it was more of like a throwback thriller, psychological thriller. You know?
Oh, absolutely.
The way it was shot,
right?
The concepts. It was more of a psychological thriller than anything, which I really appreciated, like Alfred Hitchcock and stuff like that.
Oh yeah, there was clearly some Hitchcock, because looking into the windows, the whole the walking outside. There was the scene where the dude's just running out of nowhere, and then the camera shot just changes all of a sudden. I was like, ooh. Like I've seen that before. It's almost like Twilight Zone-ish. I've seen that
Black Twilight Zone.
Yeah, it was very Black Twilight Zone.
Probably give it more tomatoes upon watching it a second or third time.
Probably,
I feel like there's things that I probably missed because there was a ringtone and snoring going on.
Ratchetry, and you can't
probably shit that I missed.
Yo, I mean, I love being black every day of my life. I love all parts of my blackness. I love my black nose. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I love my black name. You know, I there's even parts of me where it's like, you know what? I know the cops are going to stop me, so let's get this done. But the thing is, like, I enjoy going into, like, a theater where it's, like, predominantly black people.
Yeah.
And they're just keeping you on track with the movie.
I enjoy that more if I'm watching a comedy.
Oh, yes.
Anything else that I'm trying to take seriously and there's detail in it, that could be a little bit rough.
Oh, my God.
That could be a little bit rough. Like, last night, see, that's the whole thing. That's what threw me off is that I didn't know it was going to have so much comedy in it. So
right.
it literally invites those reactions, you know
right.
what I'm saying? And so it was cool. I get it. Why, you know, but I thought it was going to be more of a serious tone thing, you know, and it was going to be some silence and maybe some I actually jumped a couple times. I was shocked.
Oh, no. There was some points in the movie where you're like, hold on now. It's like, boom, there was a little sweat on my temple. I'm like. It's like this ain't right. Boo. Cecil says The Ring, The Exorcist, and Home Alone. You know what? Home Alone was actually. You know
Home
what?
Alone.
It was kind of like I'm gonna go with there's some pseudo scary moments in Home Alone. I guess
because it's like creepy white people being creepy.
There was. Yeah. You know what? I'm gonna go with that. That's
same movie. Creepy ass white people being creepy. Man,
this is true. I'm like the only time I've ever gotten the creepy black movie was it Candyman. You ever seen that?
When the dude
goes Candyman, you know, and then all of a sudden he just kind of appears.
Candyman.
Yeah, that dude, the actor who played Candyman, he was like, yeah, for years, like, you know, I would be sitting behind people and all of a sudden they'd just be startled, like, and I was like, wow.
And then he couldn't figure out if it was because he's Candyman or because he's black.
Yeah. And he'd just be like, look, but it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, that paycheck got me through. We're going to be all right. But whatever.
Don't do much nowadays.
Yeah, but just to wrap that that up, like, yo, seriously, go watch the movie. It was pretty funny. I enjoyed it. Probably will watch it again. Yeah. You know,
I would watch that again.
But the whole 100 tomato thing, I don't know.
It's a reach.
It's a reach. It's like, do I give this? It's almost like if I worked at the source, do I give Benzino 5 mics? You know what I'm saying? But then again, this but this is not Benzino. Like, so it's like, well, okay, like, okay, I'll put it like this. It's like, do I give every Nas album 5 mics?
No.
No, you can't do that. Like, I mean, I'll give you four on this. This one gets 4, maybe
it's
4.5.
Very good stuff.
This is a good.
That much. I'm excited to see what else he got coming.
Oh, yeah, this is good. This is good stuff. You know what I'm saying? Name It Truly. So Jennifer Mosley's on. Name It Truly. Scary movie with black people in it. Black people don't do scary. I can't think of one. You know, you're absolutely right. We don't do scary. We've had a scary past. Scary sad past.
I can tell you two where black people survived.
Which one?
Deep Blue Sea.
Oh, Deep Blue Sea. That's right.
Anaconda. Ice Cube lived.
Yeah, Ice Cube lived at the end of Anaconda. I was disappointed with Anaconda because you know what the first words of dialogue out of Ice Cube's mouth were in that movie?
No, I don't remember.
Today was a good day. I was at that point of the movie, I was like, you shut your mouth. I'm done.
You sold out, bro.
Get out of my face. I don't care how much they paid you. What?
Sold out, bro.
You came up with that on your own? Shut up.
Oh, that was an ad lib.
The worst. But
cool, bro.
But yeah, Deep Blue Sea. Deep Blue Sea was kind of dope. I was like,
Deep Blue Sea was pretty good.
What, Samuel Jackson going into his, he's going into a soliloquy and everything like that. And next thing you know, boom, a shark comes over the top of your head, eats you alive.
Can't
like,
two black people living in one
No. You're like, yeah, it's like, that hey, you know, he's got to be, there's got to be a belligerent black and there's got to be the alive black. And then clearly, like, Sam was the belligerent black. He was not the alive black at the end of that one. So,
yeah.
So that was that. But it was cool, though. Boom. Oh my God! Anyway, hey, we got some time for some movie. Hey, shout out to Monique. Hey, what's going on? Monique, what you doing? Ain't you supposed to be out of town? What's going on? Anyway, anybody have any requests for music? We're gonna take a little break for a little bit, and then
Music requests. Anybody got a music request?
If you say Sheether, you missed it. I already played it.
That was the opening.
I'm not playing Sheether again. I don't want Nicki Minaj to find out and send the Goon Squad out here in Bushwick and everything.
I got a Bone Crusher.
Bone Crusher.
What song?
Never Scared? Like, what are you talking? Like, really? Are we playing Bone Crusher, Never Scared? Is that still a thing? Like, really? It's like, really?
Yeah, my girlfriend's so ratchet.
You are so hilarious. Oh, my God.
She played that special. She chose the trap music last week, too.
Oh, my God.
She loves it.
That was when That was when LL was a cook. Yeah, when LL was a cook, that was
Oh, I get it. Because you saw a scary movie, Never Scared. I get it. I see.
I see what you're doing. Is that what's going on?
She's just smarter than us. That's what it is. Women's Month.
It's Women's Month.
She's showing that she's smarter than us.
Shout out to Women's History Month. I opened the show with Sheether. We'll be discussing that a little bit. But stand by. As we hit the Never Scared, it's like, boo. So wherever you are, Bone Crusher, this is for you. Buzzing. Motherfucker, nigga, how hard we really motherfucker is in this bitch? You know what I'm saying? Fuck, nigga. Shit, man, old punk ass kids, all nigga, fuck, we out the club, nigga. That don't mean nothing, nigga. Well, fuck this nigga up, my nigga. Shit, let me show this motherfucker how hard this shit really is, yo. So I'm
here. Muslim, Hebrew, or Christian. She indiscriminate with punishment. She send them hissing. My gun's my favorite bitchin'. And she got permanent PMS, so she stay bitchin'. And I'm a grown man, find you somebody to play with. If you don't like me when you see me, better not say shit. I choke your ass out like Dre did that bitch. You better tell these pussies they ain't fucking with no rookie. I'm a bankhead nigga, I take your cookies. Hey, so don't make it a me or you situation. I had your partner down, I see you visitation. Like, hope for the best, but I don't think he gon' make it. Not the way he was shivering and shaking on the pavement. I tell you what, if you make it, call him Grace, cause he amazing. Find out these verses weren't the only thing blazing. And just when you thought that I was done, I was saving the best for last. Nigga, kiss my ass like Delary. They my folk, it's best you just let them be. Cause I do the shit, pretend, confesses, and never see.
So I'm outside of the club.
And we're never scared unless it's short, unless the song pulls up short and everything like that. But whatever, whatever. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we've come to the beer portion of the show.
Yeah.
This week we're highlighting, this month I will be highlighting the products of the Thought Juice line of Budweiser. This one was the Bud Light. Tonight we'll be doing the Peach-a-Rita.
Mm.
Yeah. Who knew? I'll be taste that. What do you have over there, Donovan? What do I have?
Because I wanted to try to class up the place.
Oh, speaking to the mic. Speaking to the mic.
I got over here since I wanted to try to class up the place. I got some German shit. Jesus, what the fuck does it say?
Use your vowels.
Why is it? It has too many vowels. That's the problem. Franzenskanner Weizenbier.
Is it? It say 9-in-line loaf balloons on there? Jesus, you're drinking 9-in-line loaf balloons, aren't
it's
you?
It's got like some monk on it or something. I don't fucking know. See that there?
All right.
It's probably going to taste like crap.
It probably is. Like, boom. Yeah. Looks like you should be drinking that while being on the Shire and Lord of the Rings or something like that. But whatever. Anyway, cheers to you and your fancy highfalutin beer. All right, boom. And cheers to me. Oh, so I drank some Thought Juice. And cheers.
My brother.
Oh. So, to us all, butt, sweat, and beers. And, if you're going to drink, drink responsibly. And if you can't drink responsibly, then get drink alone. No, that's terrible. That tastes like diabetes in a can. I mean.
I can't drink those anymore.
Oh, that's terrible.
I cannot touch those anymore, bro.
That was such a bad idea. Woo!
That was awful.
I'm going to step away from that idea.
Absolutely awful.
That was bad. Like, people are dying. Every week from the, oh my God. Woo! I don't know why I did that to myself. I apologize.
It's definitely bad news. Bad news.
Yeah, that was terrible. That was terrible. Oh my God. All right. So, boom. So let's get into it.
What's next?
This is March 1st. We just left the month of February. So
oh, the recap.
Recap of Black recap. History. Black recap. So let's see. Start of February. I guess you know. I mean, it's like regardless of what happened during Black History Month, I'm gonna go with it's been a down month. I mean,
this is to say the least.
Yeah, you could say like I don't know. I'm not sure if it, look, achievement is achievement, and I understand it, but I think it's been a down month. I think it started with the fact that at the city of Atlanta almost had a Super Bowl. Mm. You know what I'm saying? The blackest city in America, pretty much.
Lost to the whitest.
Lost to the whitest city in America.
Mm-hmm.
So, boom. That's down 1 point. Then, next weekend, you know what I'm saying? Beyonce loses out to Adele, you know, at the Grammys for like best record.
Minus two.
So, minus two, not doing so well. You know what I'm saying? So, the third week, let's see. Pretty much somewhere between all that, you know, like Trump White House starts talking crazy, pushing his agenda, you know what I'm saying? So clearly, you know, like, hey, this is like clearly I don't know if there's even much of a game left.
That was a good part where he said to the reporter, "Do you know the Black Caucus? Do you want to set up the meeting?"
Oh, that was
you said. Are they your friends? Do you know them?
There you go. When
he spoke to April Ryan.
Oh my God, April Ryan, who's like she's like a known journalist. She's been she's been working for a while and everything like that. And the fact that he could just turn to somebody, you know, a correspondent, mind you, and just say like, "Oh yeah, well, you know, since I know I'm supposed to be working on this, but since you're black,
why don't you set that up real quick?
Like, are you friends with them?" I'm like, "Wow." And the crazy part is like, yeah, that's not the most awkward thing you said in that whole.
That's the awful part. That was
yeah. It was like, come on, B.
That wasn't even the worst thing.
So yeah, so we took it. So
then we had the Oscars.
Oh,
where
God.
We. Kind of yeah. had to win, but they kind of fucked it up for us anyway.
Yeah, I'm going to go with, if you didn't watch the Academy Awards, which I'm sure you probably didn't or not, shout out to you, Earn, what's going on? The Academy Awards happened this past Sunday.
Yeah.
And at the end of the show, the show pretty much went off without a hitch. Until the end, Warren Beatty and Faye Dunaway get on stage to present the Best Picture Oscar to the Best Picture. There's 9 nominations. Most likely, and the thing is, everybody feels most likely that the favorite was supposed to be the movie La La Land.
Yep.
La La Land had 14 nominations. At that point, it won 6 of the 14 nominations. Next thing you know, so Warren Beatty gets on stage. They give him, they give this dude the envelope. You know what I'm saying? And then he looks in the envelope, like, you know, like, he looked in his envelope, like, you ever seen kids who get, like, an envelope for, like for Christmas, and there's no money in it?
So what is this?
Yeah, exactly.
Who's this from?
That was the look on his face. He looked at that envelope like, wait, it was supposed to be, like, $50 at least, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, what is this, a gift card?
We talked about this last year.
It's like, there was a gift card? I didn't want no gift card. Like, come on, $50. Cash is king.
He caught a raw deal. Everybody tried to put the blame on him, like the internet. And I was like, he literally looked at it like, what the fuck is this?
No, I'm going to go
He's the only one that did know what was going on.
All right, I'm going to go with no. I call bullshit on that. You know why? Because the thing is, yes, he knew what was going on. But then he puts it up on Faye Dunaway to make the announcement.
Yeah, he did. Because
what he does is, he looks at it. He's like, I don't know what to say now. You know what I'm saying? It's like,
yeah, you do this, bitch.
He's like,
it.
Yeah, exactly. He puts it in her face, and she's like, I'm just going to read. Since I'm an actor, I'm just going to read the words. La La Land. And then the fanfare plays, and everybody's like, great. And then, you know what I'm saying, people are on stage. You know, there's tears. Mm-hmm. People are high-fiving each other. It was freaking wonderful. And then backstage, people are like, what the hell just happened? No! There's been a mistake! Like, and then people are going crazy backstage. Mm. And you could see it, too, because I was watching the end of the show.
Yeah.
And then I noticed, you could look at it a bunch of times. I didn't catch it. It's on YouTube. But if you look at it a bunch of times, so there's a stage manager, and people just, like, furiously walking around, like, the folks and everything like that. Mm. I'm like, yo, what the fuck is going on? Is there like a threat? Or like, is there a threat? Because I was like, are there terrorists in the building? What's going on?
Moonlight didn't win with shooting this bitch up.
You know, this is crazy. So then, then you see like somebody must have told somebody something. And that's when, you know, then it's like, what? And then next thing you know, but here's the thing, they just kept the thing going because you're looking at it at home and they're like, oh, he's giving this acceptance speech. Yeah. People are thanking their third grade teacher.
How many people gave acceptance speeches? I literally didn't catch, just put the little bullshit highlights, but three people said thank you before they figured it out.
For La La Land, three people. Because the first guy went on
Then the stage manager came out. While the second guy was making his speech, everybody for La La Land found out like there was a mistake. Moonlight actually won.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my God, how embarrassing is this?
Wow.
And then but when the third guy came on to make his speech, he's like, and he goes flippantly like, well, it doesn't matter. Hey, we lost. And I was like, what? They're like, oh, guys, there's been a mistake. Boom. Moonlight, you won Best Picture. And then he pulls out the card. I was like, oh, like, boom. So
what a twist.
Once again, so like Big Sean said.
It's like so M. Night Shyamalan directed the Oscars or something, man. What a twist.
Well, I listened to Big Sean's because last night took it out. But tonight we bounced back. So, boom. I was like, oh, we weren't slaves in this movie. I was that was the most refreshing part. And someone was like, yeah, but we were gay. I'm like, shut up, man. I'm like, get over yourself. Like, no. We weren't slaves in this movie. At least we weren't slaves. Can we not be slaves in every movie?
That's Pooch said that the second guy, I didn't watch it, like I said, Pooch said the second guy thanked his blue-eyed wife, his exact words. Is that true? Did that really fucking happen?
I don't know.
If Nikki agrees, she said yes, like he did.
I'd like to thank my blue-eyed wife.
What the fuck kind of covert Nazi bullshit is that?
I don't know.
What the hell?
Everybody's like, so now, what's the name, when Moonlight wins, they're like, this is crazy, didn't expect this, whatever, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But now, everybody's going to remember this moment like, oh, that's not fair to La La Land. Like, who cares? That's not fair to Moonlight. Because now...
I'm sorry. A fucking movie, a jazz musical with no black people in it.
Well, John Legend was in there. So
Whoop-dee-doo. Whoop-dee-doo.
Jeez,
like, fuck that movie. Why? Fucking cultural appropriating big screen motion picture. Fuck that fucking movie, bro.
Look, it's about happiness, all right? And in the times that we live in, we need some happiness. Like, okay, clearly it's not real.
I don't want to be happy. All right. I want justice. I don't want to be happy.
There you go. Boom. Hey, you wake up every day with like a fist up and everything like that.
I do.
Man, this one over here. You need to calm down, my friend, you know? Calm down, just like.
Pooch said Ryan Gosling taught us jazz. Be grateful, nigga. Be grateful, nigga. He gave us jazz. He broke his fingers to learn how to play that music.
He gave it to us.
Fuck Ryan Gosling.
Boom. Yeah.
He's overrated.
Shout out to Mo Danger. Exactly. Rid of that slave shit. Like, yeah, I'm just annoyed. Yeah,
and that's the thing. It's like, you know, just like was last year, 12 Years a Slave was the big. Well, no, that was like 2 years ago.
It was
right?
Like a couple of years back.
Well, when that was out, I saw that movie. I thought it was very overrated.
I thought it was
good, but I don't know. And it's sad to say, I don't know if I'm just numb or if I'm just, like, overseeing slave movies. Like, that's not the only fucking thing, you know, that could be shot about or filmed about us.
Yo, I would like to see a movie about, like, you know, some dude who starts off as, like, you know, one of the Showtime kids, and then works his way up to be the CEO, and then works his way up to being like, you know what I'm saying, the Dalai Lama's assistant somewhere. Like, that would be cool. You know what I'm saying? Like, because I'm like, oh, that's the Black Forrest Gump. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I would like to see that movie.
Yeah.
You know, they cast these movies, or they cast these ideas where he's like, oh, yes, we want you to understand, like where we came from. Like, yes, I clearly know, like, look, like, guess what? There's a bunch of West Africans who live in the Caribbean, and they don't, and they're there because, like, shit happened a long time ago.
Exactly.
We get it, you know what I'm saying? And if the kids don't get it, well, then put it in a book. But, like, for my entertainment purposes, like, geez, we can expand the horizon.
Yeah.
Like, Jesus. Please do.
Make, you know, something up.
So with Moonlight, I'm like, I'm okay with that because that talks about somebody's personal experience. And I was like,
that was an excellent. And excellent. I just saw it again the other day.
I have not seen it, and all I keep hearing, and I remember, man,
you gotta.
I remember
it was beautifully shot.
I remember it was like the second or third week it was out. Somebody was like, that might be the best movie I've ever seen. Like, it was so, like, because they were like, to sit them talking, the way they shot it was so brilliant. I was like, that was so cool. I was like, all right,
it was. Once again, I think we really excel when it comes to nuances, our people, because there's just certain things that's happened to us and that's happened to our people that the words don't need to be said out loud.
Right.
So it's the silent parts and the silence in between the dialogue
that speaks volumes in that movie. You know, that's the loudest part of that movie is the silent parts, the parts where you don't hear nothing. And it's just, you know, emotions and facial expressions and longing stares and stuff like that. It was just amazing, man. It was really good. It deserved it. Best picture, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. And I'm going to watch it. And, you know, and I hope, like, everybody understands, like, you know, just because, you know, it, like, it's not, and I'm glad that, I'm glad that they won. Like, part of me says, like, you know, I wish Denzel won for Fences, because I'm like, look.
Yeah.
Like, Manchester by the Sea, I've heard some things, and I was like, I don't know, but whatever.
I haven't seen, I didn't see Manchester. I heard things, but it's like, I don't know. I'll have to check. He's a good actor, Casey Affleck.
Yeah, he's a good actor, and apparently he's... but apparently not such a great human being. No, I'm just kidding. Allegedly, whatever. I'm just saying, like, but it's amazing because there's that whole archetype where, like, oh yeah, like, so you know the whole thing about Nate Parker, like, yeah. You know, Nate, but like, so was it the Manchester by the Sea and Birth of a Nation were at the same film festival, and everybody was talking about, like, oh, these two films are really great. But Nate Parker's past comes out about him and everything like that. Yeah. And, you know, but here's the thing. That stuff was out there already. That thing was out there a long time ago. That whatever. Thing. You, like, nobody, like, it, like, no, he wasn't hiding anything. But mind you, you know, so that his movie gets buried. Birth of a Nation gets buried. All of a sudden, like, Manchester by the Sea comes out. This story about Casey Affleck, sexually assaulting these two women who were working on a movie, mm-hmm. previously with him and everything, like, comes out, and I'm like, all right, great, but all that stuff gets shoved to the side.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? I'm like, how does one work out and the other doesn't? And it is what it is, you know. I'm like, oh, this is white male privilege, but whatever.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? What are you gonna do? You know, so. So when I see when people talk about, like, well, Denzel didn't look happy, I'm like, fuck no. First of all, I lost an award, and two, you know, like, what, you gonna put a camera in my face after it? Like, jeez, I'm Denzel Washington, motherfucker. Like, jeez, you know what? Like, I just put my Jerry curl in for tonight, son. Anyway,
gotta wash this out.
Jesus. Anyways, all right. Well, we got 1 minute left in the show, so just to wrap up, anything going on with you?
No, back to the slave shit tomorrow. Right. Back to work. Well,
you know, good luck with that. Hope works out. You know what I'm saying? Good luck with the salt mines. Anyway, look, folks, you've all been wonderful, majestic, whimsical. What can I say? Hey, be good. Chill out. Don't worry about it. It doesn't hurt that bad, okay? All right, we're going to make it out of this. All right?
Peace.
All right? Shout out to everybody who was tuning in on Facebook Live and everything. I'm a little gassy right now. Pardon me. Boom. I wish you all love. Be well. When I see you in the streets, I'll see you in the streets. I'll be here next week, and then and after that, I'll be out of town for a little bit. But hopefully, I'll be back in time for the next show. So until then, I love you all. Good night. Good luck, and happy Kwanzaa. Yay!